What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Landing on the Plains, all things Auburn football from someone who really lived it. And welcome back to another episode of Landing on the Plains. My name is Chandler Wooten, former linebacker, team captain, and NFL vet. And today we got another good one for you. And before we get into it, I just wanted to first and foremost start off by saying I appreciate, you know, all the love and well wishes, you know, this past weekend and things like that. Baby girl is here and she's doing wonderful. We just had our first checkup appointment this afternoon and everything's great. She's healthy. Mom is doing great. So everybody's recovering and doing well. So again, I appreciate all the love and well wishes and ready to keep this thing rolling. So, you know, and so as we get into this episode, you know, let's not waste any time. You know, it's less than 2 weeks away before our first game, before, you know, our Auburn Tigers, you know, take the field for the very first time in Atlanta against Baylor. And so we are now at that under 2 week mark. And, you know, the guys and the fellas are partaking in a mock week this week. And so, you know, this week is big time, man. It really is. And so it's easy for teams, it's easy for players to kind of have this week right here where, you know, we just got out of camp and, you know, it's not game week. So kind of let me take my foot off the gas, right? And so I think it's important for our leadership. It's important for a coach. It's important for, you know, everybody in the building to really lock in. And I think that they're well aware of that and they're doing that. And so, you know, just some good things coming out of, you know, the presser that Golish had, you know, as we concluded fall camp. And so that's kind of what I want to get into today because it was a lot of good stuff. And it's a lot of good stuff going on right now. And so again, as we head into this mock week and, you know, and if they're taking this mock week, you know, seriously, you know, today would be that, you know, being Tuesday, that's the day you go out and have that really hard practice. And so, you know, just from a player perspective, I'm kind of walk you through what a typical game week really looks like, just because that's kind of what the fellas going through right now. And so yesterday being Monday, the guys probably had the day off. So Monday is always the day off universally throughout college football. That's how, you know, pretty much everybody does it. And so, you know, you have your game on Saturday, you come in obviously on Sunday, you watch the film, make any corrections, you know, a full game review. You know, a lot of teams get out on the field, do some conditioning and thing, you know, you have your lift just because, man, it sucks, bro. It really does. Like having to lift heavy the day after a game, but, you know, just the science behind it and how it helps your body recover and things like that, you know, it's mandatory. And so you always lift the day after the game, you know, unless you have a real injury, you in there. And even if you got something going on, they're going to modify it. They do not be caring, I promise you. So you always lift the day after the game. Again, like I said, getting into the training room, you know, nicks, bruises, you know, all of that kind of stuff. You always got to hit that. So it's a big training room day. And then again, like I said, you have your meetings where you review the game, you know, as a team collectively, what you did well, what you didn't do well, you know, why you won or lost the game, highlight some players and plays from the game, you know, highlight, you know, this is how we play, or maybe some situations, unfortunately, where this is not the standard. But it's a full review. You'll split up, you know, offense and defense. You'll have your unit review as well. You know, kind of our benchmarks and what our standard is. Did we hit, you know, our third down percentage? Did we hit our, you know what I'm saying, turnover battle? Did we win, you know, the game within the game, offensively and defensively? And so you'll go through all of that, and then you'll break it down even more into position meetings where, you know, you'll go back through all the film again with your position coach, and now you're just watching, you know, your individual room, you know, this is what we did well, you know, you'll have your graded sheets where, you know, it'll tell, you know, tackle, where production sheets, where it'll tell you, you know, it'll have MAs, which is missed assignments, it'll have MEs, which is mental errors and things like that. And so it's just a full review day, which is Sunday, again, where you just move your body, recover, review, and then, you know, introduce the next opponent. Because that's what it's all about. And so I know coming into this week, we're now turning the page to Baylor, right? So fresh out of camp, first opponent up on the schedule is Baylor. And so you introduce Baylor. And again, like I said, Monday is that off day. And that's the day where, again, you attack your body. You attack the recovery because, man, you just have to take care of your body. It's such a long season, man. And so I know guys have their routines, you know, whether you know, you build it around class, you build it around whatever you got going on. But Monday is your big recovery day. It's a day for you to go in with your coaches, get the game plan early, you know what I'm saying? Watch some film with them, you're introducing the next opponent, you know, gather some guys from your room, some position, some guys in your position group, you know, and watch some film as a group. But whatever the case may be, that's a day for you to kind of study, because you don't want the first time for you to be getting information on the next opponent to be that Tuesday. You behind the eight ball, like, you already lost. I promise you, you already lost. Because if the first time you're seeing some of these formations and plays, and this is the first time you're hearing, you know, what it is that they like to do, or seeing some of their tendencies and things like that, you're already behind the eight ball and you already lost, especially in this league. And so every single Tuesday we show up and the coaches is, you know, talking about potential game plans and what they like to do and formation tendencies and things like that. We should already know, because we had already looked at it. We'd already studied. We didn't already got together. And so, yeah, if we only have 4 days to prepare, what, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you lost. And so you have to take advantage of that Sunday and Monday as well. And so that's kind of how, you know, you got to play it. That's how you got to do it. And so, again, Tuesday is your heavy, heavy, heavy practice day, man. Like, that's your full pad day. That's your first and second base down day where, you know, we work in the inside run. We work in their favorite runs, you know, whether they're a gap scheme team, like to pull a lot, you know, whatever their formation tendencies are. Like, this is our base day. This is our day for us to get first and second down, you know, down pack, right? To familiarize ourselves with our opponent, what they like to do, their bread and butter. This is the day to do it. And again, it's a really physical day. That's the Tuesday. It's the first day out from game week. And so you got to get it. And then you come back around Wednesday. And again, you still always have your meetings every single day, but Wednesday is like your third down day. And so you emphasize and really work on third down. Defensively, you work in putting in your pressure packages, you know, your blitzes of the week, things of that nature. And offensively, you're working on your protections, right? You're working on, you know, what blitzes that you're going to see during the week. And so just trying to familiarize yourself with that, execute that game plan for that big third down day, like I said. And you also still build on top of what you did yesterday. And so you don't just forget that and just, oh, it's only third down. Like, no, you still work your first and second down, base down stuff. And then you move on to third down. And so you just keep building and you keep building. So that's how you continue to put in the game plan. And then typically on Thursday, again, you still have your meetings and things like that. But then on Thursday, that's more of a red zone day. That's more of a, for defense and offense as well, but it's a red zone day. It's a backed up situation kind of day, like, you know, working on having the offense backed up and how to keep them down here and force a punt, or offensively, how can we, you know, get up out of this bad situation and just produce a first down so we can get our punter some room. Hey, can we maybe string together maybe two first downs and, you know, continue to work there? So, again, it's a big red zone day, backed up day, kind of situational day. And also for body purposes as well, just because, you know, as we get closer to the end of the week, as we get closer to game day, the coaches do want to take a little bit off your legs, a little bit, show a little love. And so, you know, obviously in the red zone, you're not working as far. You're not working, you know, maybe the whole entire length of the field, but it's a big mental day. And so you have to be really, really sharp mentally. Again, to work that red zone, short yardage as well, which is like the game within the game. Like, these are the situational moments that win and lose you football games. Like the red zone, short yardage, backed up situations, things like that. That's Thursday. And then Friday you come through and again, meetings, and then it's a walkthrough and you just put everything together. And this is the day everything should be crisp, from first and second down to what they like to do, from all the shifts and motions, all of our adjustments and checks. Right, third down, all of our checks and all of our calls, all of our blitzes, all of our pressures, right, all of our audibles, what they like to do on third down, and then move. Oh, boom! And now red zone, short yardage, backed up. We should know everything like the back of our hand, and so that's how you go through the week, and that's kind of like the layout of the week and like how you put it all together until you get to, you know, Saturday, and then, you know, Friday. Like I said, you walk through and head to the hotel, and then you wake up Saturday and it's just walkthrough and it's time to go play. So, like I said, you do your work early in the week, man. When you prepare the right way, like, it makes game day so easy. Which is why what I'm about to get into next really made me excited, because obviously wrapping up camp, you know, head coach Alex Golish had his, you know, end of camp presser, and a lot of good stuff coming from that, man. And man, it just really made me excited for the season, really. Like I said, man, we are less than 2 weeks away, and like the season's finally here. Like, it's no more talking. It's no more like we don't have to make any more predictions anymore. We don't have to speculate what it's going to look like. Like, we're really about to have the opportunity to see and to right a lot of wrongs. We've been doing a lot of wrong the last couple of years, and it's time to write a lot of that off. And I think we got the right team, and I think we got the right quarterback, and I think we got the right head coach to make it happen. First and foremost, Alex Golish, you know, kind of alluded to, you know, really liking where we are as a team, right? Just kind of as we head into this mock week, like I said, the fellas will have also this Saturday a mock game. And so I think that'll be good for us to get some situational work, continue to work situationally there and kind of hone in our execution, right? But just loving where we are right now. Like, I think we're in a good spot health-wise. Like, we came out of camp. Like, of course, we have some nicks and bruises. That's everybody around the country. But I just think, you know, big picture-wise, like, we are fairly healthy. No major injuries. Aside from, you know, unfortunately losing J.J. Falk, you know, I think we made it out pretty healthy. And we'll have, you know, majority of the team, you know, ready to go for week one. So then that's number one. That's big time. And so you really got to start there. And so for us to come out of camp, for us to get better and then, you know, kind of come out relatively healthy, that's a plus and that's a win. And so, again, we have some nicks and bruises, some guys that got to heal up, you know, within this week and as we get into really game week next week. But, again, as far as everybody being available, aside from maybe a few guys, including, you know, J.J. Falk, pretty healthy. And so I think that's big time. And then as he got into it, he was just talking about, you know, really us offensively being light years ahead of where, you know, his offenses have been in year one at other places. And, you know, to me, that just speaks volumes. That just speaks volumes because, like, I just know, like, I know what our defense is capable of, and I know what they're, you know, what I anticipate them doing. And so for him to come out and, you know, be willing to say, you know, we're light years ahead of where, you know, his offenses have been, you know, 2 weeks out from our first game, there's a lot of truth to that, and there's a lot of truth behind that. And I think it starts at the, you know, head of the snake, which is Byron Brown. And what I really, really loved was when he started talking about, you know, hey, it sounds like they kind of got like a friendly little competition kind of thing going on back and forth. He said that, you know, if Byron will arrive to the facility before he does, he'll send a picture of his parking spot, empty parking spot, you know, like, where you at, coach? And to me, that's the kind of culture that we need, that we're building. That's the kind of culture that you should want to build. And, you know, if Golish leaves and Byron's car is not, you know, where it normally is, he'll send him a picture like, hope your sleep is going well. And so I just thought that was very telling, man. I did, because for that to be your QB1 and he moving like that, like I say all the time, a lot of things are contagious. So, you know, if I hear something like that, or I see something like that going on, like if I'm X or, you know, Elijah Melendez, need to start sending some photos like, yo, where you at? Hope your sleep going good, brother. You know what I mean? Like, we need to have the whole team in there all day if you can. Like, I know people got class and things like that. It's a lot easier for upperclassmen to, you know, whether you're already graduated or have your classes online, whatever your schedule may be like, but it's a lot easier for upperclassmen to kind of have that free time to maneuver how they want to. But yeah, just build that culture of guys being in the building, man, like wanting to be in the building and having a movement with a purpose. Like, your QB1 isn't at the building all day unless he's really moving with a purpose. And so for him to, you know, take that leadership role like he did and is moving like that, to me, that spoke volumes. So, like I said, he's the head of the snake. And so for him to be moving like he's moving, I'm just ready to get to September 5th at this point. Because to me, that was really like a peek into what the culture is really like around there now. You know what I mean? Like, it wasn't nothing going on like that the last couple years. I know that for a fact. And so man, just as he kept going, you know, and he got into, you know, where we are, you know, along the offensive line. And, you know, that's kind of just the only question mark that he had, really, as far as like youth and the depth. And he had that kind of same sentiment with the receivers as well. Just, you know, after you make a couple substitutions, you kind of look around and, you know, you get pretty young pretty quick. And, you know, I don't necessarily think that's a bad thing. I just think it means we have some guys who are inexperienced and some guys who haven't really been through that kind of fire yet. And so I think the only thing that raises is maybe just some questions. And, you know, some guys are just naturally some dogs. Like when you really get into that fire, like it shows you who you truly are and it shows you who you truly have. And so, I, you know, it's an opportunity for some of those young guys up front, maybe some of those young guys in the receiver room just to step up, you know? And so I don't necessarily think that's an indicative thing or indicative statement. Just really, it's the truth. We are young, you know, especially in our depth along the offensive line. We are young. And once you get past maybe the first, you know, two, maybe three guys in the receiver room. And so, again, all that produces is opportunity for some of these guys. And so he talked about those receivers and how, you know, they pretty much have a strong six with a seventh who's really coming along. And so I think we all pretty much know who those six are, being, you know, Keyshawn Singleton and Bryant Williams Jr. on the outside and, you know, Chaz Nimrod and Jeremiah Corder on the other side and Deshaun Spencer and Christian Neptune on the inside. And so to me, that's a fantastic six. It's a strong six. It's a mixture of youth, a mixture of some experience, a mixture of some guys who came from USF, some guys who recruited here at Auburn. So, I mean, we got some playmakers. We got some size. We got some speed. We got some run after the catch ability. Like, hey, who's going to be that dirty work guy really blocking down the field? We got some size and strength there as well. So, I mean, it's a lot of guys who can really – we can really look forward to stepping up once we really get to the season. And so I think it's going to be interesting to see really just who comes out and becomes that alpha male in that room. Like, that's the only thing that I'm ready to see when it comes to that receiver room. It's not really about ability for me or talent in that room for me. It's just more so about who's going to be that alpha male in that room. And so that's my only question mark. And then again, up front, like we got a strong, you know, pause, one, two, three. And again, up front, we just, you know, got some guys that we still got to, you know, bring along as far as the depth is concerned. And, you know, but we got a five that we're about to throw out there here in about 2 weeks who, you know, we're going to move as they move. And that's another thing that goes, you know, relayed to us. And it's pressure as well. Like, this offensive line is well aware that we are going to only go as far as they take us. And so I think for them to understand that, know that, is also big time. And so I think they're up for the challenge. I really do. But lastly, I think above all else, like, what I really, really love to hear the most was, you know, how we've improved in the red zone, because that's really been an area where we've been struggling for a while, man. And, you know, it's been something that we've been really honing in on here, and especially at the end of camp, really working situational football. Because like I said, man, like we have been in a lot of football games, especially last year, you know, the year prior. Like, teams aren't just running out there and just running over us. Like, we've been bad situationally. Like, we're bad where other teams are great. Within the margins of the game, we play with anybody. And a lot of times we're leading the game. We're making plays. But then when it's really time to hone in on the details, win the game, within the game, situationally, we haven't been, you know, executing. And so I think for him to come out and, you know, say that he loves where we are in the red zone and we, you know, made big leaps and strides there, I think that's big time. And he talked and alluded to, you know, the size that we have at tight end, the size of receiver, the size of our backs. And so it sounds like we're going to have some fun in the red zone. And then again, us having some points, you know, with Alex McPherson being back healthy, you know, pretty much locked up and guaranteed, you know, knock on wood, but, you know, he's an elite kicker. And so for him to have his strength back and for him to, you know, be confident again, yeah, we're going to be some dangerous guys in the red zone. And so looking forward to that. And I'm looking forward to, you know, these guys continuing this mock week, having this mock game on Saturday, and then real game week next week, man. So again, September 5th in Atlanta is home versus Baylor, and then we'll get this thing rolling. But that's all we got for today, folks. I appreciate you tuning in, man. If you like this episode, make sure you like, share, and subscribe. And as always, War Eagle.